stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's November 28th.
We're hippity back. Hoppity. Happy Monday.
Hippity hoppity.
Yes.
Okay, if you say so.
Sounds like an Easter bunny. I don't know. Hippity hoppity. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Well, welcome back from a nice weekend. And we were here on Friday, so we don't have to talk about Thanksgiving that much.
No. But Black Friday, holy crap. Did you go shopping?
I did not go shopping. I'm not known to hang out where there's a lot of people.
Good call.
How about yourself?
I gave it a try just because I saw an ad for Forever 21. And, you know, these people are such, they're liars, okay? All I'm going to say, they're freaking liars. It said buy one, get one free. So, of course, you assume that everything in the store is buy one, get one free. And this is what all the stores are doing. Mm. And I go to the mall and I'm at Forever 21. There are literally like two tiny little racks of buy one, get one free items, all of which are like clearance crap.
Really?
And then the rest of the stuff is like regular price, 10% off.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, they try to be part of the Black Friday, but they don't really want to.
Yeah, I suppose. You know? That's how a lot of stores were, though. You know, buy one, get the second half off, or nothing that I found was like incredibly like a huge discount worth buying.
Yeah, I know. Usually people go out and buy TVs and VCRs and cameras and shit like that. You know, that's where the big deals are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, there's nothing really that I need, and you know, I'm not in the mood for shopping.
But it brings out the worst in people. I was trying on some clothes. It's like, the dressing room says limit 4 items.
Uh-huh.
How many items do you think girls were walking out with? We're talking like 20 items.
Where really?
I almost had a cat fight. I was ready to rawr.
Yeah. I guess they do that so you don't keep people waiting too long, huh?
Right.
That's why they only have you take 4 or 5 items. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Target shoppers, did you hear about this? There was one of the employees, the pharmacist at Target, where was this one? This was in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Dies. He collapsed on the ground, and shoppers just ignore it and are like walking over him.
Wow.
61-year-old Walter Vans.
He just dropped dead in the store?
With a prior heart condition, yeah. He ended up just having like a little heart attack and ended up dying in the hospital.
Yeah, and people didn't really give a shit.
No,
well, I'm not surprised.
No one even noticed. They were just more focused on the sales, you know?
Yeah. Well, apparently at a Walmart here, this made national news. But at Walmart here at Porter Ranch, which is in the valley here, I guess this woman pepper sprayed some people in the store on Black Friday because she wanted to be first to the video game department.
You're kidding me.
So she pepper sprayed a few people.
That's a joke. That's
it's
crazy.
Not really.
That's
and people
funny.
Were like going crazy there. Apparently she was able to get to the cashier, pay for her merchandise, and leave. So nobody knows who she is, and then I was reading yesterday that she turned herself in to the police a day later.
Well, they have video cameras in the store, don't they?
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
That's kind of funny, but ridiculous too, obviously.
It is, but you know, I mean, people go crazy with these things, you know? I mean, well, what the hell, you know? And this was like at nighttime, it's still like dark.
What store was that one, Walmart?
That was at a Walmart, right.
Because there was another story about a policeman having to taser a grandpa.
Right. Yeah.
Like, geez, this Black Friday brings out the worst in people.
Yeah. You know, but when they were describing the woman, they said that, you know, she's not really from the area. And
So that's probably an excuse to pepper spray?
No. But no, not at all. Kidding. I mean, they're just describing her. But I remember I used to live in that area in the neighborhood, and it's an upscale neighborhood. And I remember when they opened the Walmart, all the residents were complaining because Walmart tends to bring people from a distance from less upscale areas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, you know, people will come from Pacoima and Silmar and all these places.
I'm surprised they even have a Walmart in that area because it is, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Lower scale.
But they do seem to do that. You know, they put them in nice areas, and then people from other areas come, and, you know, they're less maybe educated, maybe less, you know, I don't know, manners, whatever. I don't know. I mean, you can't make generalizations, but at the same time,
it is pretty amazing,
not someone
though
who lives there in the area.
But
yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy, though, when you go to certain stores, how you can notice the demographic truly changes based on the price rate, you know, price point of stuff.
That's
it
true.
Really does.
Especially with the Walmart, like you said.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I went to Walmart, but, I mean, it's a good store. You know, you get some
cheap
stuff. Yeah,
there's good deals.
I'm all about quality.
Yeah.
And you definitely get what you pay for.
Yeah, so they don't have quality at Walmart?
I can't say. I mean, I'm sure they have some decent stuff. I mean, I don't know if I'd get my clothes there.
Yeah, exactly. Clothes,
and,
maybe,
you know,
not.
Other
yeah.
products there, laundry detergent, who knows?
Yeah, they've got just about everything there, you know. I remember when I was single, I used to go shopping there sometimes, and some things were really cheap, like cereal and... and
good deals on food.
Yeah, soft drinks, things like that, you know.
Huh.
And but you know, I don't go shopping anymore, so you know, my wife does the shopping for 20 people, so I don't need to go. You know?
Lucky her.
Yeah,
lucky
I know. Her. It's like when you get bored, what do? You go shopping, right?
Dude, oh yeah. That gets really old.
Yeah. She wanted me to go and try on some clothes yesterday. I said, not until the holidays are over. I'm not going to the stores, you know.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I don't
much.
Blame you. Oh, it's totally crazy.
Yeah.
Totally crazy.
So, you know, and then today's Cyber Monday, and apparently there's a lot of great online deals, but there's really nothing I need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
nothing
not going to be
want?
One of those. No, nothing really. I mean,
I
thank goodness.
I can always come up with stuff I want.
Yeah.
Like, I can always find something I need.
No, I guess I'm grateful. I have pretty much all I need and even all I want, so... You
lucky
know, it's,
you.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Well, you have to learn to be happy with what you have, you know.
That's very important, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you're like envy other people and you know, and things like that, it's just not. It's gonna destroy you from inside.
Well,
you know?
It's endless too. You'll never be happy
if
you're not content, because you're never gonna have as much as somebody. You know, I mean, somebody's always gonna have more than you.
Yeah. There's
and
always
who
gonna.
Who cares?
There's always bigger fish out there, you know.
Yeah. Totally. You are correct.
Yeah.
Correcto. I got made fun of the other day because somebody said, are you an actress? And I said, that is correct. Apparently, that's a really weird way to respond to a question. You
it
say,
is.
Yes, yes.
It
like,
is.
Correct. You are correct.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Was it somebody who didn't know you or what?
Yeah, I just met them. It was like some little housewarming party thing.
Right. That is correct.
That is correct. I don't know why.
Well, you made it sound important.
Yeah. Sometimes the things that come out of my mouth, though, it's like, God forbid, I am such a train wreck.
Yeah. So did you go to parties over the weekend?
Or? This weekend, yeah. You know, I'm notorious for saying, oh, I'm going to have a relaxing weekend this weekend, but then it ends up turning into, like, you know, 48 hours of constant work on the computer. This weekend, especially because of Thanksgiving and Black Friday, you know, nothing's going on. Like, there's not much I can even do on the computer. There aren't submissions or anything. There's just not much to do. So
right.
I really did have a weekend truly off, like, for the first time ever.
That's nice. Yeah. So you went out?
Yeah, I hung out with some friends. What did I do? Oh, every time I meet up with friends, I'm like, let's do something crazy. And they're like, Stephanie, what do you mean by crazy? I'm like, I don't know, but, so, you know, just something different. I don't like to do traditional, boring things. Like, let's go to the movie, blah, blah, blah. So we drove by, I can't remember the actual bar that we went to, but it was by Skid Row. Have you been to Skid Row before?
No.
Oh, my God.
How did you get to that area?
Well, a friend of mine's very familiar with the area, apparently, because I'm like, let's do something, because did you ever see the movie The Soloist with Jamie Foxx?
No.
Great movie. He's a homeless bum, but, like, you really learn about a lot about his character. He was, like, a Juilliard student, like, had so much going on for him, and it's just amazing, because, like, you know, what drives these people to Skid Row? I mean, there are most of them, we were walking, you know, in that area. It was crazy. If you look at someone for more than 2 seconds, they immediately assume you want to buy drugs from them.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, they're pretty much all drug dealers or, you know, drug addicts.
Wow.
And because a lot of people go that are also into drugs, but not necessarily homeless, will go to Skid Row to get their drugs because they can get them much cheaper, apparently.
I suppose,
this
right.
This is what I was learning as yeah. I'm, like, walking by.
They can't afford a lot over there.
It's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
But the soloist, when I watched that movie, that's what kind of intrigued me to, like, I want to really, I just kind of want to see, you know, if it's what you know, it's interpreted as in the movie.
Right.
And it is very much so.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. And especially, you know, at nighttime, it's just unbelievable. All the tents that are outside, just, you know, on the streets, they camp out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Almost like Occupy. And,
yeah.
Like Occupy LA, except, you know.
Separate. Yeah. I know. Do you believe the Occupy LA has been going on for over 2 months now? And I guess
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I drove by that, too.
Did you really?
That's actually kind of near Skid Row. Well,
yeah.
At least one of the sections.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is in front of City Hall. And apparently the police arrested a few people yesterday because they don't want to leave the park. So, you know, I mean, they've created like tent cities out there. And they think it's okay just to hang out. You know?
I just find it weird. What exactly are they... They're thinking they're going to get out of this, yeah?
Nobody knows, really.
Yeah.
They just do it.
Yeah.
They just want to have fun.
But my friend made a weird point of, like, honestly, most of those people are probably homeless, too, like, bums.
You think so?
They're just kind of, I don't know.
Not necessarily.
Well,
I think
at least
these
in L.A.,
people...
it was, like, right next to Skid Row.
Right.
Like, what's stopping the kids from Skid Row from camping out, you know, in their section, too?
Yeah, that's true, you know.
And
but...
I would not feel comfortable camping out next to, like, a... drug addict,
yeah.
Living on the streets of Skid Row.
Yeah, well, we're not the type who would be camping out there anyway. But, you know, people...
You
refuse.
Don't know me.
Yeah.
I do some crazy things.
You do?
Yeah.
You'd hang out there for 60 days?
Hell no.
Okay.
I don't know what I would do that would I would believe in so strong to, like, just camp out.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, if I believe in something, I'll fight for it for sure, and I'll do whatever I can to help.
Mm-hmm.
But to go out of your schedule and, like... just sleep outside for,
yeah.
You know, months on end.
I know. It's like, go get a freaking job, you know?
Yeah.
What are you doing there complaining that you don't have a job?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't get it, but again, you know.
Yeah, people always
reasons.
Look for reasons to protest and, you know, and fight. And.
Do you think there's going to be any actual outcome, though? I mean, what the hell?
No,
I don't
think anything's going to happen, because... they don't know what the hell they want. They're just complaining that some people, you know, the wealth is concentrated in 1% of the population.
Yeah.
And it's not a, yeah, it's
which
not.
Which is true
equitable.
For the most part. I mean.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, well, so these people work for it, you know, and the ones that don't, the criminals, whatever, you know, I mean, that's, you know, if you want to be criminal, go ahead and do that. But otherwise, you know, I think especially in America where, you know, capitalism thrives and we all pride ourselves in all the material things we have. I think it's a it's not shameful to make money.
No.
You know, and if you make money, then you make money. Why would people hate
it's
you
over
it?
It's a personal thing. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Whatever you make is what you make because of how the work effort you put in and what I mean what.
Yeah.
It's weird to me, but
yeah, I don't know. I think most of these people are just envious and they don't. They don't want to work hard to get a job. I mean, you know, obviously you can't generalize about everybody, but you've seen kids there, you've seen this, and it's like, it's just a big party. I don't think they have any agenda.
Yeah. I agree.
Occupy.
I agree.
Occupy my ass.
I
occupy.
Know. This is weird. I just found an article. The 7-step guide to ruining your relationship.
Oh, really?
What? Who goes online to ruin? I want to ruin my relationship.
Well, I'm sure it's not for that. I mean, they're trying to do just the opposite. They're probably telling you, you know, this is what you don't want to do.
You're right. when it comes to, I have no common sense. Dude, you're smart. So it says, take no responsibility for your own feelings. Okay. I'm thinking, people actually are out
there. Yeah, it's
to
a reverse psychology type of thing.
Wow. Find someone to do it for you. Completely give yourself up. This is so dumb. Be the victim. Demand the other person live up to your expectations. Okay, this is
yeah,
this is bull crap.
So this is the reverse of what they're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, so basically
here.
Don't do this stuff.
The list
you
went through
well
in a
off.
Second, don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. So do you remember with Miley Cyrus a few months ago, they had a video of her smoking a bong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she claimed it wasn't pot. It was what they call salvia or something, you know, which is like a, sort of like a legal equivalent of pot. Some people say it gets them high.
Is that what she, okay.
Yeah.
What's that other thing people smoke? It's like, it's not weed. It's, what is that called? It's not a drug at all. It's literally just kind of a...
Yeah.
You have no idea what I'm talking
about. No, I don't.
Oh, crap.
Like the hookah?
Hookah.
Okay.
Hookah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I
it looks like a big bong and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not what she smoked. But, you know, and it was showing her with a few people smoking. And they asked her about it. And she said, well, it was salvia, blah, blah, blah. Well, now apparently she's admitting that she received some space cakes, some weed cakes.
Did she know at the time?
I'm sure she did, yeah. She made a reference to Bob Marley.
And what was the point of her coming out with that, though? I don't get it. Like, are people...
Well, it was on video. It's not like she came out or anything. Oh. They're showing her on video talking about it, you know, and it was... it's kind of weird. And I didn't want to play the whole video here, but there's a little report here.
Ooh.
Here, let's see if we can hear what she says.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. Okay,
yeah, you heard her say it. You know you're a stoner when your friends make you a Bob Marley cake. You know you smoke way too much weed. Well, she said, at any rate, we reached out to Kelly's, to Miley's reps. They have not gotten back to us. But Kelly Osbourne tweeted about it. I want you to take a look at what she said. She said, quote, it makes me sick that at Miley Cyrus' so-called friends would sell her out and lead people to believe that she is someone that she is not. You guys, if at Miley Cyrus is not recording, filming, touring, she is, works every day. How could she possibly do all that if she was a stoner?
I don't know.
Oh, man. You find the time, believe me.
Yeah.
But even so, how old is she now?
She's over 18, I'm sure, but that's not the point. The point is that, you know, with all these young celebrities, I don't know why people feel that they should set example for kids, you know?
Right.
I mean, you're a friggin' entertainer. You're not like a teacher. You're not like a, you know, a respectable figure or anything. Yeah, but I guess to kids, they are. They become sort of like gods to them.
Oh, for kids, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's like if... It's not her responsibility, you know what I'm saying? If she wants to get high, let her get high, you know? It's
right.
Not anybody's business what she does.
No, I agree.
But I guess, but maybe it's people are getting irritated because she tries to come across as wholesome and, you know. And,
does she?
Well, I guess not. Huh?
Is that what you call her?
Not a long time ago.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have much of a strong opinion as far as her getting caught doing stuff. Whatever, you know, it's her decision. And
yeah.
If she wasn't a movie star or, you know, a musician that was famous, it wouldn't be a big deal. So it's a big deal because she's in the public eye.
Right.
Now, the same, yeah, when it comes to her age group, and especially when she was younger, you know, 2-3 years late, or, you know, before now, and she's like 15, 16 years old. I think it's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, for her too, you know. I mean, come on, your parent. What are your parents doing? Keep an eye on you, you know.
Sure.
Still your little baby.
But many, you know, I think many kids, many of her peers do that same thing. You know, I mean, this is an age where you discover things, you experiment with drugs, and it's all around you.
It's true for a lot of people. You know, I don't know because I never did that.
Yeah.
But I was the odd one, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody in my school did.
Really? Your friends at school did?
Oh, yeah. Everybody did.
Yeah.
I just had no desire.
Yeah. Good for you because you may have liked it too much, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You just never know.
Yeah.
Know.
So when are you leaving town? You're leaving for the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
You getting ready for that?
I am so excited. 3 weeks from Wednesday, I believe.
Really?
So I think it's like December 21st. I'm going for 2 full weeks.
Wow.
That'll
be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I hope the weather's not too bad for you because then you're going to be stuck on the plane for hours like people have.
Well, I always get nervous when, you know, flying in the wintertime because God only knows what's going to happen. My flight, excuse me, is not... a direct flight, because there were none available.
Yeah.
And I still, I bought my ticket a month and a half in advance.
Yeah.
So it makes one stop, which also worries me, because the stop in between is only like an hour break, and God only knows what could go wrong, you know?
Right. If your flight runs late.
First one runs late, you're screwed. And I get major anxiety. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Starting to freak out, panic attacks.
Yeah. You see, the airports, you know, again, too many people, you know. I mean, I try not to fly during the holidays. Although, you know, sometimes it's just fun to go places on the holidays.
Right.
I remember a couple of years ago, we went to New York City. We landed on Christmas Day. It was just amazing, you know. I mean, everything was quiet.
Landed on Christmas Day. That's a good idea. Because nobody, I'm sure, is doing that.
Exactly, you know, and the streets were empty. So at least getting there was not too bad. But what happened was, I guess JFK was totally fogged in. So they diverted the flight to Newark. And then we land there. They keep us on the plane 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Why?
And I'm like getting really, really claustrophobic there.
You mean like,
you know?
not in the air? Just
no, they were at the gate. We were at the gate.
What
they
the hell? I'd be dying.
They wouldn't
there.
Let us disembark, man. They just, I know, and it's really irritating. So now I guess they made new rules where if they keep you on the tarmac more than 3 hours, then the airline has to pay fines and things like that, and possibly reimburse passengers.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But so what was their reasoning behind that? Why?
That was because they were waiting for the fog to clear at JFK and would be prepared to take off. But, you know, some people wanted to get off, especially me. You know, I went in and got into a confrontation with the stewardess, and I said, you know, I don't want to just sit here. I want to leave. I'll pick up my luggage later, you know. But we're at the gate. I don't want to sit in this plane indefinitely. Yeah, I don't know how long I'm going to be sitting here. It's boring as hell. I'm feeling claustrophobic. Let me get off the plane. They wouldn't. They wouldn't you know, another hour. And then finally they decided they're probably not going to go to JFK anytime soon. So they let us off the plane.
I'd be dying.
Yeah. So we just took a bus from Newark to...
Especially for the holidays. That's like the problem, you know?
Yeah.
Your holidays getting started wrong.
Yeah.
That's why I'm nervous.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the time between... Or right before Christmas towards... And then ending in New Year's is just such a great time, you know,
be
in New York.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Just plan for your, you know, trip to not go, you know, to not go as planned, basically, the flight.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're good, because then if it goes well, you're like, oh, great.
Right. You just be open that it probably won't go well.
Yeah, exactly. but there's nothing better than the holidays, that, you know, break. Are you going to go anywhere?
No, probably not.
No,
stay here, yeah.
When was the last time you were in Israel?
2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're going in April because my brother's getting married there. So we'll be going there in April.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But no, and look, if I travel, that's not my first choice, is to go to Israel. You know, I like being in places that are really neat, places that I haven't been to. When I go to Israel, it's just to visit mainly, you know, to visit family, friends, things like that.
Yeah.
You know? And the food there is amazing, you know, you enjoy the food. Mm. But I prefer to visit places I haven't been to. But, you know, maybe we'll take a break. We'll see. I need a break for sure.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you know, talking about flying and everything, I guess this man had to stand throughout a 7-hour flight. He stood on the plane. He didn't sit down. Now, apparently what happened is they're describing his fellow passenger, the one next to him, is a passenger of size. Right?
Yeah.
Which means he's pretty much overweight. So he says that he took like a seat and a half and there wasn't any room for him to sit. So, you know, the flight attendants were telling him, you got to sit down, you got to go back to your seat. And he says, the man is sitting on my seatbelt. I can't even, fasten my seatbelt.
What is the rule with that, though? Because isn't there, I mean, if you're overweight, you're that big, it isn't fair for some, you know, you're taking.
No, I know. Seats. And how the hell do you even fit in? So so this passenger that stood up said that apparently they had to move the armrests up and things like that so he could sit there. But, yeah, I've often asked myself that, you know, I mean, do you have to get two seats? Because you're obviously not going to fit on one.
Right.
You know, and if the flight's full and everything, where are you going to sit? It's not just about
the overweight person too.
It's not just about the other passengers though. It's about the overweight passenger himself. You know, and you know, what do you do? What do you do? And I sometimes think about that, and it's like it's got to be really tough. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's got to be really tough, and I'm sure that's not the only problem because, you know, you go to a movie theater, you have the same problem. you know, sitting in the bus.
Yeah, it's rare though. I go to a movie and it's full, you know.
Yeah.
Fully packed to the point that, well, if you go to the Arclight, it's like that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a single available seat.
Really? You go to the one in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
weird.
I mean,
popular.
I only go there when I'm like with a friend and it's, you know, that's their idea and they want to go to the Arclight, but I don't like it. A lot of guys like to take girls there for a date because, oh, it's the nicer theater, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's the nicest movie theater you can go to. But I'd rather not be claustrophobic and, like, you know, squeezed in with a million other people.
Really?
Just go to another movie theater that's less packed.
Right.
And cheaper.
Cheaper, too.
Yeah.
God damn it, it's expensive. $15 there for a ticket.
Yeah. Crazy.
And the popcorn and everything is probably double what it is in other theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This Thursday, I'm going to the screening of Like Crazy.
Mm.
And
who's that with?
I have no idea. A friend of mine literally just texts me. I think he's a part of the Directors Guild, you know, DGA.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to go to all these crazy screenings, and afterwards the screenings have Q&As with the actual actors.
Mm-hmm.
The one we went to last week was Rampart,
right,
which was really good with Woody Harrelson and Anne Hesch.
Right.
This next, Like
and
Crazy,
Hesch.
Yeah,
did they both come on the stage and talk?
Yeah, they were both
really?
There for Q&A as well as the director. And the director, this is only his second movie that he's produced and honestly, or directed. Mm-hmm. And it was a great movie.
Yeah.
You have to go see it. Ben Foster was there as well. He was one of the exec producers and he also is in it.
Mm-hmm.
But Like Crazy, I saw that it's in theaters already. Who's in this? I Want You, I Need You, Like Crazy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Okay, yeah. I Need You, I Love You, I Miss You, blah, 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 Like Crazy.
Yeah.
I saw the ad for it.
So Felicity Jones, Jennifer Lawrence.
Sounds like a chick flick to me.
Yeah, that's probably why I was invited. Stars Felicity Jones. I don't recognize these names, really. Jennifer Lawrence. It'll be fun. I like to go to these regardless.
Yeah.
Like Crazy, yeah. I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, I Miss You, Like Crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know. Sounds a little possessive, but we'll see.
You would notice that.
I'm not into the gooey romantic movies, so I hope this is not like one of those Barf-a-rama, you know, like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, you don't miss and love anyone.
Oh, no. I never have had that feeling.
Wow.
I mean, maybe in the first month of dating, you know, and you're like still infatuated, but that burns out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's the sad part, you know?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as you can say.
Well, that's with you, though. I mean, it's not with everybody, you know?
I guess.
I know what you mean. I get bored easily, too, and quickly, you know? But at the same time, you know, you got to give people a chance.
Oh, I do. Totally.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe your attention span, you know? Maybe you just get bored with people too quickly.
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the place is the thing. My head is too all over. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I don't think most guys can't handle that. It's
no,
too
I guess.
Much. Like, I think I tire them just talking to them for 5 minutes. They need to take a nap because I'm like, what? What did you just say?
Yeah. So, I mean, but you date, right? I mean, you never have a shortage of guys wanting to take you out.
No, right? Not recently. Yeah. It's usually feast or famine, though.
You know?
I mean, either there are like 10 guys texting, calling. It's too much.
Wow.
I just want one guy.
Yeah.
Or there's I have nobody. But you know, it's always exciting when you have one person that you really like and you're, you know.
Yeah. Dating. So is that where you are right now? I mean, you've been. You see, you won't admit it.
I don't know.
I don't think you can admit that you would be in a relationship. You know?
Really? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, if you're not comfortable with it,
no,
still.
No, I think it's just to the point that it's, you know, a friend of mine made an interesting point that, and I didn't think of it this way. I thought, you know, I don't need a relationship, but I still want somebody and I want to know that we're both exclusive. But
right.
The relationship thing kind of, it just creeps me out. Because I feel like once you are in a relationship, then you're really, you feel tied down.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, though, like my most recent relationship was 3 years long.
Mm-hmm.
And... but I've only been single for a year, and one of my friends said, like, based on his relationship, he noticed he wasn't fully ready to date another, like, to jump into an actual relationship
right.
until the same amount of time being single of his, you know, does that make sense? Like, if you right. were in that relationship for 3 years, you're single for 3 years before you're, like, truly ready to go for your next one.
Never heard of that one before.
So I've got two more years of being single.
Yeah.
And
If that's what works for him, that's fine.
That's what he said. I thought, oh, okay. But he was only in a relationship for a year.
Yeah.
3 years seems like a lot to be single.
Yeah. How old is he that he's dispensing all kinds of advice?
Okay. I think he's 36 or something.
Oh, okay. So he's been around for a while. Yeah.
Most of my friends are in their 30s at least.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, if he's 23 years old. Yeah. And giving advice, that'd be kind of good.
I don't have any friends that are like 20, 21, 22. None. Everyone's older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
has it always been like that for you?
It's always been like that, yeah.
So you like matured early.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I moved to New York when I was 17.
Yeah.
Right, freshman.
That's early.
Yeah. So, and most of my friends were always in their, 30.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty courageous, you know? I mean,
I never got anything from 20, you know? I was not your typical, 19, 20-year-old. Mm. I never partied. I didn't, I was more into, the art and research and doing, I don't know, more things that involved a little more substance because of drinking and stuff. Right now, though, I consider myself to be in a little more of a wild phase.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like partying every night, but I definitely more recently have been out or, drinking a little, more than usual.
Yeah. Well, that's good. This is the time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy it.
That's when you settle down with the husband and kids,
Right.
Although many women are driven to drink because
after
of that.
Because
of their families.
It is funny when I talk to people who are married and have children, what they have to say, or just the talk that, how they talk. They're the same as what they were, but now I've got these two kids, and they're like, oh, this is a great board game to play. You can still drink, and get drunk while playing.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking while you play a board game with your daughter?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to hang out with people that have kids and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all they talk about.
Yeah, well, I don't mind them talking about them. It's just they seem to get more boring.
This is
not fun. I am not having fun playing a board game with
I mean, how much do I want to hear about your kids,
Yeah, it's true. Except for that at the age, where my nieces, for example, it never gets old. Skyping with them, and she's just, she's, what is she, a year and a half now?
Yeah. No, I mean, this is cool, but what I'm saying is with their parents, they get so involved with the kids, they don't see anything else.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but you were exactly like that, too.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, that was normal, too.
Every parent is like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I get really annoyed, though, by the parents where it's they're so protective of their kids. It's you're setting your child up for disaster.
Yeah.
The more strict you are, and even germs or, wash your hands 10, 50 times.
Yeah.
Don't touch
that depends.
This.
I know that my son had a friend, a childhood friend, and they sort of grew up together. And, we were pretty liberal with the kids, but that friend's family, the friend's parents were really, really strict. I mean, they would not let him watch TV. Barely any computer games, any video games,
I mean, I definitely think there should be a restriction, but...
Yeah, but that was a little too much, and we could tell.
Too much.
So he just became sort of a nerd, but you could see he's becoming a very smart nerd, right?
Oh, sure.
So, but then later on, I think it's not such a bad thing, because now he's in college, I'm sure he's doing very well, and... he turned out to be a very good student, very smart, and, so you never know. But then again, my son is very smart, too, but we've never been strict with him, so.
Really?
It depends. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any damage. I mean, nothing that I can see. But,
damage.
Yeah.
We all have damage.
Yeah.
How would you, if he ever got in trouble, how was he punished?
That I don't know, but I'll bet you he never got in trouble.
No, I mean your son.
Oh, my son.
Yeah, how?
My son never got in trouble, really.
Oh, so he didn't do anything bad enough.
No,
he was a good kid.
No, never has. So I never had to discipline my son or my daughter.
That's good.
We were lucky that way, yeah.
Yeah, I got.
Never had to experience those tantrums in the middle of the store or, when kids do that. How embarrassing
is that? But what about, the teenage age, when the kids start exploring drinking or,
Yeah,
They never got in trouble?
Well, No, they haven't. Well, my son's 18 right now. He's going through
age baby.
Right now, yeah. But I hope he's not going to get in trouble, man, because... You know, it doesn't matter how much foundation you give them at home. It's like the peer pressure is amazing when you're at that age, you know.
Yes.
And they do crazy shit sometimes, you know. It's enough when you find a friend that's not really a straight arrow, and they're going to, like, drive you into drugs and drinking and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
already they're playing, like, beer pong. And,
oh, my gosh. I played beer pong for the first time this year.
Did you really?
I'm 24. Isn't that sad?
Now, do you get drunk when you play that?
No. I didn't even drink when I played.
Really?
I had never played, and I'm not into, like, that kind of drinking.
Right.
Which is funny because so many people are into it, but, like, if I'm going to drink, I like to enjoy my drink and not have to, like, pressure, you know, down these things. Right. Beer pong, like, that's strictly for, like, getting trashed, you know?
Really?
It's like, let's get trashed game.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. If I drink, I still like to, I mean, I enjoy my drink and I like to, you know, have conversations with people.
Yeah.
Last night, though, oh, it was so fun. We went miniature golfing and then it was my friend's, he had it was a wrap party because he's a cinematographer. And so a bunch of the group had, to, you know, their final wrap party because the movie's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a few drinks.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to people, you know, and it's weird when somebody else is not. Now I understand when someone else is completely sober
right.
and you're talking to them. I just felt like a complete idiot in a way. Most people were drinking.
You probably come across as that.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a few drinks, yeah.
Well, most people were drinking, but then there were two people that I was talking to for a while, and then at one point they gave me a look. And I'm like, what? Am I that bad? Because I've never been so drunk to the point that I'm like. I can't walk or, you know.
Right,
I've never thrown up from drinking.
Yeah. I know some people go way too far.
I don't know how they do it either because, like, I've been to the point maybe twice where I've had enough to the point that I'm like, oh, this doesn't actually feel so well.
Right.
And so then, you know, it takes about 30 minutes for me to just kind of, whew, you know, shake it off. But, you know, I would never continue drinking.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. Drinking doesn't have that appeal to me, you know. I mean, I'll socially drink sometimes, but that's about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to hold something in my hand. But I'm not crazy about alcohol. I don't know. I just don't enjoy the buzz.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even a little buzz?
No.
Oh, that's good for you, though. That's, I guess, a good thing.
Not necessarily. I mean, I like other things, you know, like, you know, weed is good.
Oh, do you smoke weed?
I do occasionally, you know, but yeah, all I'm saying is I'll take that over drinking any day, yeah.
A lot of people I know are the same.
Yeah. Drinking is pretty heavy stuff, you know. I mean, you can't drive, you can't do shit, you know. And weed, you can do a lot of things, you know. And
that's true, but I don't think you should. I mean, you know, like, I do not think you should be able to get high and drive. After.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's true.
It's the same as liquor in a way. I mean,
yeah.
You're a little more...
No, absolutely, absolutely. But with alcohol, I mean, you totally lose orientation and everything, you know.
I know, I was worried about my friend. He was a lightweight yesterday, holy crap. But it's only because, I guess, he didn't eat beforehand.
Oh.
He had two Black Russians, and he was, like, gone like the wind. I'm like, dude, you're twice my size. Something's wrong here. What did you put in that thing?
Wow, that's funny. So was the party cool, though?
Yeah, it was fun. We played miniature golf first, and I can't remember what the place is called, but it's in Sherman Oaks, and it's actually the second time I've been there.
Yeah, is that the castle?
Yes.
Yeah,
what
the castle.
It?
I think it's called the castle or something, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, they said some other random name, and that's why I didn't recognize it, and then when I got there, I was like, oh, I've been here.
Yeah.
It's really cool. They actually have three different courses.
Right.
So I did the first course the first time that I went, and that one's much easier because, man, I did good, you know, the first time. I was talking all kinds of crap before we went. I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys better watch out. You have no idea how good I am.
So you were playing while you had been drinking?
Well, we had a drink or two beforehand.
Yeah.
That's probably another reason why. But I got a hole-in-one, my first hole-in-one.
Really?
On a really tricky one, too. I was psyched because our group was me and four guys, and I was the first hole-in-one in the whole game.
Really?
And there's only one other hole-in-one.
Probably a fluke.
Hey! No. I still got fourth place out of five.
Well,
definitely wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
But I was proud of that hole in one. Do you ever go golfing?
No, never have.
That's the perfect date, honestly. And it's like, I mean, it's so cheap to go golfing there. It's like $6, I think.
Mm.
So, and then they have like a video arcade. It's really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? You think you would go there on a date or something and wouldn't think the guy is a little strange if he took you there?
What are you talking about? Isn't that like one of the like cliche dates to go on? Like, let's go.
I don't know. It sounds kind of nerdy to me.
Really?
Yeah.
The first time I went was on a date. A guy took me.
Really? A first date they took
you there? The first course.
Wow.
Oh, no. It wasn't our first date.
Oh, okay.
But it was... I don't know why I said that. Yeah, it wasn't our first date. It was probably like our third or fourth at the time. It was my first time going to this golf course, though.
Okay, all right.
And it was actually
I guess,
really
look,
fun.
When you know the person, it's not a big deal. But if you're taking someone on a first date, you know, how do you know they're going to like this?
No, no. First date's a big no-no. Do not take me anywhere like that.
That's what I meant.
What do you think of first date? Where should you go?
First date? God, there's so many places to go.
Dinner and a drink, though, or like.
Not necessarily. I mean, you can go to the beach. You can go to the pier.
First date on the beach.
Yeah, why not?
I would feel awkward.
I mean, walking around and stuff. You know,
golfing's at least like interactive, and you're playing.
Yeah.
And winning or losing.
Yeah, but then the focus is not on the other person. You know.
Oh well, I guess. I mean, I was shocked how much we were able to talk and play. It was fun because it gave you something to do also, so it wasn't awkward if there was any dead silence in a way.
Yeah.
Last night, though, I felt really bad. There was a couple behind us.
Uh-huh.
We had two groups, you know, playing. One was ahead of us and then our group of people. And, of course, we're taking like an hour because all of us have to, you know, play. And then there's a couple behind us just trailing behind, waiting, you know, 10 minutes.
Wow.
And then finally we realized, oh, it would make sense.
We need to move on.
If you just jumped ahead of us, pass us up, please. If I were them, I would have said something. I'm like, dude, you guys are going slow. There are 50 of you, two of us. Can we frickin' pass you?
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've never really done it. It seems like fun to me. I would take my kids there for the arcade and that they like it there, but we never really played golf. Yeah.
You'd like it.
I guess. I don't know. So did you hear there's a new sex abuse scandal now?
Oh, dear God.
This time
Where?
It's Syracuse University.
I've not heard of this one yet. There are too many. What?
A coach was just fired amid sex abuse investigation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this is the basketball
coach,
team. Yeah. And this is definitely the coach. So apparently, again, I think there was some cover-up. I don't know. But they let the guy go. Immediately, you know.
And wow.
So, I don't know. I mean, they're saying that...
This is high school age? What is
No, this is university. Oh, but the boys, yeah. The boys must have been young, you know, like...
I don't think... Can you imagine a college boy? Like,
yeah, no, I don't think you can sexually abuse those. But yeah, they're saying one of the coach's accusers is himself... facing gross sexual assault charges.
No way.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, man. You get abused, man, you turn around and you abuse other people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it always happens, but I think it does happen.
It is a very common trend, and you would not think that. I mean, I think with everyone, like, whatever childhood you got, whatever it was that was bad or that you didn't like, you want to change that and make it better for your child.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to abuse, I've noticed, and it's a trend of a lot of stories that I hear, people who've abused, like, they were abused when they were kids. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah. I think they just sort of, like, learn to accept it as something that's okay, you know? And I think then they pursue this because maybe that was the only way they can get off or something, you know? And
it's very strange to me.
It really is, you know? And I don't know that we could analyze something like that, but it's... But you have to wonder, you know? And I guess one accuser said that the coach loaned him $4,000 and forced him into sexual acts.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, you know, that's the thing about sex abuse and stuff. People don't realize it's usually not a stranger that just, like, you know, picked up your kid or something. Often it's people that they know.
Oh, almost always,
you know, because these people have access to the kids.
Yeah.
And the kids trust them and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the thing. It's like, you know, in a world like this, you can't let your kids trust anyone, you know.
It's true.
So what are you going to teach them? Don't trust anybody, you know. That's not a good thing to do either.
No, it isn't, but you just have to be cautious. You need to teach your kids to be cautious. Obviously, they should not be talking to random strangers. But you also be smart. You know, you have to feel it out and be smart about it.
Yeah.
That's like my parents freaked out when I first moved to New York. Mm-hmm. Especially like just starting out as an actor. Like, I was looking at jobs on Craigslist, you know, and oh my God, they were like terrified.
Yeah.
They're like, do your research before you go anywhere. God only knows, you know, you could end up at some random dude's place and rape you, or you just don't know.
Right. There is the Craigslist murderer.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, so they're still talking about it. I think they found some more bodies and they think it's from him.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I remember they made a Lifetime movie out of this.
Did they?
I would know because I love Lifetime movies. Yeah, they made a Lifetime movie. But that was a while ago.
Yeah, you got to be careful with this Craigslist. You know, I mean, even though I sold my phone the other day, I met him at Starbucks, you know. I mean, I don't want him to know where I live.
Oh, yeah. No way.
You know, and I'm a guy, you know. I mean, I'm not really afraid, but I don't want them to know where I live. And you got to be careful, you know.
Yeah, another thing I don't understand, but it's a lot of guys do this. And like, I live, my roommates in New York were two guys. They never locked the door.
The front door? Really?
They never locked the door to our apartment.
Wow.
And that's scary. And I've noticed a lot of people out here, too. A lot of my friends, they don't lock their doors. They just don't care to.
Really?
And I'm thinking, are you...
Especially New York, man. People have like 10 fucking deadbolts on their doors.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, I was always scared. I had a boyfriend, too, in New York. So he would always get like... yell at these dudes, like, dude,
yeah,
you've got a chick living with you, have some fucking respect.
Yeah.
You know, if she's scared, you lock the freaking door. So finally, I ended up, I mean, they did respect my wishes, you know, they locked the door, but I ended up, like, getting a separate bolt lock for my room.
Yeah.
So my room was, like, private.
That's really unusual because, you know, I have an uncle who's been a locksmith there in New York for a long time. And he says they're fucking busy all the time, you know?
Really?
Yeah, everybody gets like 10 locks on their door.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my roommates were like kind of small town guys. And that's what I've noticed. Like the friend out here, too, that never locks his door.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Texas boy. And no fear.
Yeah.
No fear. I don't know. I get scared.
Yeah.
Anybody can walk in.
No, that's true.
I don't get it. One simple 1 second action, you know? Lock. Boop.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
No, I know, I know. And when I leave the house, I lock everything. You know, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Windows, sliding doors.
Yeah.
Because, you can't trust people. You don't know when somebody's going to, you know, crawl through your window or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, you got to be careful. Are you, like, on the ground floor where you live?
Where I live currently?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a house now that I live in.
Okay,
ground
floor.
We lock our doors.
Right.
But it was in New York, yeah.
Right.
My two roommates never locked the doors.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts.
Yeah. Wow.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. And finally, they're talking about this Kansas teenager, a girl, and she wrote a tweet about the governor. And what she wrote is... just made mean comments at Governor Brown and told him that he's Brownback and told him he sucked in person.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, who said this? Just
this is a teenager.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she claims that she'd seen him and told him that. So now people are not... Is she saying it was just like sort of like meant for her friends and stuff? But I guess she was suspended from school and asked to apologize. But she says, I'm not going to apologize.
Oh, my gosh.
She said it was meant for my friend, and I'm going to fight for my First Amendment rights. And,
Who does that, though? Anything to do with... You've got to be careful what you say sometimes.
You really do, you know? I mean, it's not going to help you when you post shit like that on Twitter.
Yeah, funny story, actually. I don't know if you noticed on my Facebook, a friend of mine... I walked away from my computer for 20 minutes last week, and a friend of mine posted, you know, Stephanie Danielson, is naked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is naked. And actually, it was kind of true because I was in the shower, so I was technically naked. But here's the thing. I didn't care. You know, it's a joke. But Facebook closed my account for like 3 or 4 hours.
Really?
And at first, I was thinking, well, the only thing that I can think of why they would, you know, say it's inactive for, you know, temporarily was because of that. Now, I initially, like, right after my friend posted his naked or whatever, like 10 minutes after, and I noticed him, I wrote, hey, I did not post this. It was a joke. Ha, ha, ha. You know.
Was it under your name?
Yeah.
How?
What do you mean?
I mean, was it posted as your post?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, because I left my computer. And my, oh, it, my computer's always, like, signed in.
I see. Okay.
So he snuck on my computer. Was,
oh, okay. I get it
But
now.
Facebook blocked my, yeah, they shut my account just for a few hours.
Wow.
And so I was thinking, wow. But when it, you know, got back, it was back up and running, that I thought that little post would be deleted or, you know, it would be gone, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So
wow.
It's kind of weird. I'm wondering if somebody just kind of blocked it or, you know, spammed, said this is inappropriate. This user
right, reported it and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, I've seen far worse things on Facebook than a comment saying I'm naked.
Yeah, wow. What a friend.
I know. Who are you?
Yeah. All right, Steph, this is it for today. Thank you so much for joining me, as always.
Yes.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.